was the music, by the way, to the original Steptoe and Son you heard just there. Jake Nightingale and Harry Dickman are here. They play Harold and Albert in the stage show Steptoe and Son in Murder at Oil Drum Lane. This is a play.
It's a play, Steve, yeah. Well, brand new script.
I know, but I always thought that the TV shows were like little plays anyway.
They are.
They were plays.
And oh, yes.
Does it start off with you two just walking around and shouting at each other?
Not quite.
No.
Well, to start off with, he's come back to the old home after many years being abroad, and he's killed me. And I am a ghost, to start off with, of Albert Steptoe.
He killed
you. It's now a National Trust property.
The place is haunted by the ghost of my father.
And you've killed him?
Yeah.
He said for many years, I'll kill you. And he has done.
Yeah. He threatened it for 40 years.
That's right. That's right.
So now the conversation and the plot is between the ghost and the...
Correct.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's our initial meeting.
So it kind of goes back to before the series even started, to when my character was a child, and then works its way back forward into now.
Do you know, I didn't know that. That's quite brilliant.
I won't tell you, Steve, but there is a big twist at the end.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
I refuse to divulge it.
Okay. Ray Galton has been involved in writing this, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, Ray. And
John Antrobus.
It was John Antrobus's idea. He convinced Ray to do it.
I suppose it's good because of the relationship, as you were saying earlier on, between the father and son, but also it's timeless comedy, really, isn't it?
It's funny, Steve.
Why? Why?
It's just funny writing with two funny
characters. They're very clever, in the same way that it was then. Sometimes it's very wordy, and there's a lot of wordplay and stuff like that that goes on.
And there's some lovely poignant moments between us both.
Is it difficult to do, knowing that you are taking on roles made famous by other people?
Not for me now, but at first, particularly those old ones. When I watched them, I was gobsmacked, because he is awesome in them, and I thought, there's some serious boots to fill, they are. But once I kind of got over that, I realised that this is a part that I can do. Harry H. Corbett came into Steptoe with a big reputation as a fantastic theatre actor. One of my drama teachers at drama school had seen him in a Shakespeare play and said he was the best actor he'd ever seen. He was like Marlon Brando on stage.
Really?
He was that good. Yeah.
And he became quite bitter about being known for that role, didn't he?
To be honest, having worked on it and learnt a lot about him and all that, I feel a real deep sense of sadness about him because he is absolutely brilliant.
I remember seeing him on an ITV show, which was not really up to standard. The writing was really poor, and I thought, oh, what a shame. After doing that, you have to do that.
I think you should have left it, personally, after the first four series and tried to distance himself.
He was forever connected with that series and with that role. Yes, he did. Yeah, totally. But also, the other famous thing about that series was that the two didn't get on.
That's press talk. I think towards the end of the long run, the 13 years that they did it, there was some bitterness between the two. But they went on a two-year world tour afterwards, so they kind of hated each other that much.
Yeah. And Harry, did you...
I hate him, of course.
Naturally. I can tell. Did you look at Wilfred Bramble as a man, or did you just think, OK, I'm going to get into character and just do it?
It's very, very difficult for me, unlike Jake, because he's a better actor than I am. Who's trained, you know, Steve. No,
I dropped drama school.
I was the RSC, mate.
I watched the endless days of the DVDs, and it was physically difficult for me to get that slouch and that chin, you know, because it's all foreign to me. The parts I played in the past are all sort of sprightly. It was difficult.
Camp.
Okay, I understand. You can see Steptoe and Son in Murder at Oil Drum Lane at the Comedy Theatre London's West End until April 22nd. Really nice to meet you guys, and congratulations on the success and the reviews. Jake Nightingale, Harry Dickman, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
He is a dirty old man.
I love you. I love you.
Steve Wright in the afternoon. Now, playing everywhere.